fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the very first day of May, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin the Pledge of Allegiance, still legal in the state of California, Illinois, and New York, believe it or not. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to work on your physical conditioning. I repeat this a lot because it is so very foundational for pretty much everybody I know, including myself. If you have underlying health concerns, make sure you talk to your healthcare professional before you do anything that could cause harm. That's your proper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events today and how you can truly get some peace of mind by incorporating EMP Shield devices into your life like I have. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, sir. Andrew, there's an article here published at the Hal Turner, HalTurnerShow.com, HalTurnerShow.com, published yesterday. Russia retaliates for attack on Sevastopol, massive Russian attacks. Here's the first paragraph. Russia has launched at least 10 Tu-95 bombers into Ukraine, those aircraft launching a large number of cruise missiles against Ukrainian targets. There's a reference to a photograph on the website, a massive explosive in Pavlohrad, if I can say that right, a Ukrainian-occupied portion of the Donetsk Oblast. It seems a Ukrainian missile storage depot was hit. Well, poking a Russian bear in the eye is probably not a smart thing to do, is it?
No, it's certainly not a smart thing to do. You normally wouldn't want to do that, but it seems that that's exactly what they're doing.
Absolutely. Well, these issues continue to move forward. There's not going to be a ground offensive for a few weeks because the world's finest topsoil, when it's wet, becomes the world's finest mud, probably 2 to 3 feet deep at least. And even a $100,000 tank can't negotiate 3 foot deep mud, can it, Andrew?
No, usually it can't. It's just too much mud, so they're going to wait wait till it starts drying out a little bit, and then they'll probably pick it right back up, the biting.
I was thinking just before the show started that I don't believe President Trump would have allowed a man to dress up in a female admiral's uniform and go overseas to represent the United States on anything. Do you?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, you can't guess, but I'd presume probably not.
No, I don't believe there's much guesswork involved. That just wouldn't be right. Who President Trump is or right. President Reagan. Can you imagine President Eisenhower, a 5-star general who served 2 terms, having a man come to him and say, "Sir, I'd like to change my attire to a female admiral's uniform instead of the male's admiral uniform I'm authorized to wear otherwise." How far do you think that conversation would have gone with General Eisenhower?
Not very well.
Not very well. No, not very well.
He probably would end up in jail.
Eisenhower had these very distinctive looks that he would come up with when he needed to, and that misbegotten admiral would have gotten that. So here we are, the fifth month of 2023, rapidly approaching the year being half over. The war in Ukraine continues. The young man, there's a lot of controversy about just who this 21-year-old airman was that allegedly had access to classified documents that, according to people in the business, he probably should not have had access to. But regardless of his access, he released documents showing the exact opposite of what we're hearing from the mainstream media and from the federal government as to how many people are dying on each side of this war in Ukraine, who's being successful, who's losing. It paints an entirely different picture, doesn't it?
You know, it does. And I didn't have a chance to, I didn't really dig too much into the documents. I've read several articles and whatnot, but from what I've seen, that's exactly what it's doing, is it's highlighting the deliberate psychological operation and deception, which our country is very, very good at. I'm more interested, I mean, you and I probably both assumed those sort of things were happening, probably most of the listeners, but I'm stuck on it, but I'm more interested about how did this young airman have access to that document? It's supposed to be compartmentalized and that very specific needs of information. So that's more interesting actually to me than the deception. But
well, since you were in the business, I could see where that would be of great interest to you. And it's of interest to me as well. Sure. And of course, the mainstream media is focusing more on the young man and who he is than they are the documents themselves. They both have equal importance. I personally give more importance to the content of the documents. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason Andrew and I are talking about these things. The reason being, we can't trust the government to tell us the truth. We simply can't. We can't trust the government to protect us. As I've said many, many times on this show, how can we trust this government to protect us that couldn't find the Superdome in New Orleans for a week? I don't need any more evidence of their incompetence. The stories of what took place in that Superdome for that week are horrendous. They were told by the government authorities to go there as a safe haven, and when they got there, there was no security, no running water, no toilets that worked, hardly any food, and I recall this one group of Australian tourists. They formed a circle with the men on the outside, the women and children on the inside, for self-protection. Mm-hmm. It was so dangerous. So you're on your own, ladies and gentlemen. You really are on your own. And we hear about these magnificent new weapons that Russia and China have, missiles that can go 5 times the speed of sound, torpedoes that can go 100 miles an hour. A typical torpedo goes, 25, 30 miles an hour or so, Andrew?
You know, that's actually something I'm not too familiar with as far as in the water and torpedoes go, but I feel like 100 miles an hour is quite fast.
It's when you're shooting at something that's city block long, it can't get out of the way.
Right.
It simply can't. And that's the bottom line. These smaller ships, but not something the size of an aircraft carrier, which, of course, the aircraft carrier is the is the main goal of any attack in the oceans, would be because they call them aircraft carrier group for a reason. The aircraft carrier is the queen of these dozen or so ships that are there to protect and supply it. And once the aircraft carrier is gone, they have no reason for even being there anymore, do they?
No, it all kind of revolves around the carrier, right?
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're on your own. What Andrew and I bring to the table is a way for families and communities and counties, there's more than 3,300 counties in the United States, by the way, to take care of themselves. And I've worked with dozens of county sheriffs the last half century. Almost all of them were decent guys who believed in the Constitution, would support the Constitution, and would do anything necessary to support the people that elected them. And these county sheriffs and these county governments, once they find out about EMP Shield and how it can be implemented on the county level and not cost the county anything, they get pretty enthusiastic, don't they?
Oh, they really do. And sometimes there's political issues. Sometimes there's people who don't understand EMP, but everybody understands lightning. And most of the counties, when they learn that they could probably get it for free, normally are interested in jumping in and at least getting some. But we have had some counties that we've outfitted the entire county and all of its critical infrastructure. And then some others, they just are more selective about what they're looking to protect. But the bottom line is that if for those who are listening, if you think your county needs EMP protection or even just lightning protection, we can provide it. We've been doing it. We have a military certified EMP testing, and we can give it normally to the county for free through government grants. So it is...
You and I have not talked privately about that for my county, but I'll be calling you later today to have a private consultation about getting that going for my county, because I want to see my county safe. That's one of my personal goals. And the more counties we have safe nationwide, the better off the entire country is, correct?
Absolutely. If we can get, the goal is to get protection for everybody, but unfortunately, right now, we're going county by county, and the federal government's not funding us to do a large-scale, nationwide level of protection. So it is up to us to protect ourselves. The government's not funding us to do that, what we actually need to do for the entire country. So if you think your county is interested in this, not you, John, but, the listeners, then certainly, let us know and kind of go from there.
And what's that phone number they would call to get this whole thing started here, Andrew? Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Did we lose Andrew?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was having some kind of a delay or issue on my phone. I'm back.
Okay. Well, what would be that phone number for people to call to get their county started on this program?
Oh, it's 620-412-9978.
9978. That's 620-412-9978. And... that's a good thing. People at the local level can respond more quickly to the needs of the immediate needs that are going on in their county without having to wait for federal intervention or federal guidance. And that's really where the action is, in my opinion. And, of course, you touched on something that is ubiquitous. There's no place on this planet I'm aware of that's completely safe from lightning. Does that place exist, Andrew?
We do. So anything that we've protected, we have guaranteed lightning protection. And there is some facilities, I'm sure, that are very, very hardened from lightning that don't have EMP Shield on them. But when it comes to our product, we do literally guarantee lightning protection, and we back it by $25,000 of insurance, which basically means that if our device fails to do the job, we would cover the cost of damage, but that doesn't happen. We've protected thousands and thousands of homes, and we're currently protecting several billions of dollars worth of infrastructure right now from the effects of EMP and lightning. So it's becoming a very popular product, even just for the lightning protection portion of it.
Well, and that's not a small thing, especially when it comes to emergency communications. Each of these 3,300 counties, I'm sure almost all of them have a 911 system to have people, emergency responders, for police, fire, paramedics, sheriff's department. And if that system goes down, all those first responders really can't function very well, can they?
They can't. And there's a lot of things that people don't really think about. But there is those communication systems. There's fiber internet. There's special internet. There's facilities for police. There's facilities for planning and being involved if there is an emergency. You've got emergency vehicles. We outfit, and some of these counties, we're outfitting hundreds and hundreds of vehicles. Some of them, not so many. Depends on what the county has, but there's a lot of things that people don't really take into consideration that would be critical in protecting in the county.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if you've got a question or comment about what we're talking about here, we'd be glad to entertain that at 512-248-8252. And at the end of the first break, Andrew's going to give us his weekly summary for all our new listeners. We have a lot of new listeners every week. Just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it, which is a good, it only takes about 5 minutes to give that summary. But it's enough of a briefing. People can make sense of it, isn't it, Andrew?
It is, and hopefully people are learning from it. And I'm sorry, I for some reason, my phone's having an issue jumping off of mute sometimes. I don't know if it's my phone or if it's my fingers. But, yeah, I'm excited to give the overview, and hopefully people learn something.
I know. So my telephone, I got a smartphone, unfortunately. I had no choice. If I touch the telephone to my cheek, it goes on mute without my knowledge, which is very distracting, to say the least. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we start out with this headline about what's going on in Ukraine. These Russian bombers, these TU, Tango Uniform 95 bombers, I believe they're the large turboprop bombers, I believe, aren't they?
That sounds familiar to me, and I think so as well, but I have to confirm.
Yeah, it's called the Bear. Let's see, I'm going to get a pull up a picture of this thing real quick. Yeah, it is. Four massive turboprops that make this thing go instead of jet engines. Yeah, which probably gives them a really long range, I would think. It's been in service, first flown 1952 and entered service in 1956 and used in combat first time in 2015. It's a pretty long time without going into combat, isn't it?
That's a very long time.
Decades. It's in this brief summary here, the only propeller-powered strategic bomber in operation on planet Earth right now. Launching cruise missiles, which is a fairly new piece of equipment. So they're roughly the same age as our B-52 bombers, but turboprops instead of jet engines. But both our B-52s and their TU-95s can both launch the cruise missiles, which is what makes them so dangerous, isn't it?
It is, yes. And, those missiles can carry a myriad of different types of explosives,
and they don't have to enter the airspace of the country they're attacking to launch those cruise missiles, do they?
No, they don't. They're fast. They have a very decent range, and it's a very effective weapon, I guess is the way to say it.
Well, I don't know about their cruise missiles, but ours can travel just a few hundred feet above what they call nap of the Earth flight, which makes them very hard to detect and very hard to shoot down, doesn't it?
Yes.
Here's our break. We'll get back from the break. Ian is going to give us a summary of just what in the world this EMP thing is. We'll be right back. where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield has graciously grandfathered the listeners of the John Moore Show with their $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That said, Andrew's going to give us his weekly summary. Just what in the world this EMP thing is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, John. So, hey, everybody. I'm Andrew Butchin. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for EMP Shield, and I'm going to basically give you an overview down and dirty on exactly what EMP is. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And EMP, it seems like something that would be from a science fiction book or maybe a video game or a sci-fi movie. But I'm here to tell you that electromagnetic pulse is actually one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries, currently have in their arsenals. But this includes China and Russia, who have publicly threatened the United States in the last year with the use of EMPs. Now, this is a weapon of mass destruction, and the way that it works is actually it's created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon that's exploding at the ground level of the Earth like we normally would see. In fact, what the adversary will do is take this nuclear weapon and detonate it way above the Earth at roughly 300 miles, and then when this nuclear weapon explodes, that explosion and the release of gamma radiation and certain types of matter creates the effects of an EMP, which I'll explain. To give you an idea generally of how high this is, though, it's about the height of the International Space Station. And when this bomb explodes, the effects of an EMP would actually encompass the entire United States, the lower portions of Canada, and the upper portions of Mexico. And this is called a high-altitude nuclear EMP. And so what's happening is this gamma radiation and the matter from this blast go shoot downwards towards the Earth at roughly the speed of light, almost the speed of light, hit the atmosphere and strip the freed electrons from the atmosphere. There's a lot of energy up there. When those electrons are stripped, they're then shot down towards the Earth and basically blanket the entire United States, obviously dependent on the exact altitude of the bomb. And so at a very low level, because of these effects, you would have roughly 50,000 volts per square meter on the low side being induced simultaneously into everything at the ground level of the Earth. And this energy is being induced into anything that's a conductor of electricity or serves as an antenna. This could be your cell phone. It could be your computer. This energy can go straight through the structure of your home, directly into components, devices, electrical systems, even the grid, you name it. And even more importantly is this energy is going to find its way into your modern-day vehicles, which will cause the majority of them to cease to function, meaning that you will no longer be able to drive your vehicle. Now, what I just described happens in two phases, the first two of three phases. So it happens in the E1, which occurs in nanoseconds, and then it also happens again in the E2, the second phase, which is occurring in microseconds. But it's important to highlight that there is actually a third phase of an EMP, which is also pretty catastrophic. It's the E3, and this is created from that nuclear blast pushing outwards into space, not the effects from going down, but actually the effects from going into space. And the bomb is pushing on the magnetosphere, which surrounds the Earth and protects us from space weather, causing the magnetosphere to fluctuate. And we're talking a huge blast. This is a nuclear weapon, so the magnetosphere will actually fluctuate for many hours. It could go for 10-plus hours. And while the magnetosphere is fluctuating, it's actually creating a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. And now this charge is not enough to induce into normal things, although it would be like smaller, like the Romex wire in your house. It's just not a big enough antenna to induce this energy, nor does it really matter because you've already had the damage from the E1 and the E2, but this energy will find its way into the power grid, and because it's a mile, sometimes 10 miles long, and a charge will build across the grid. This energy can find its way into power production facilities, into homes, into pretty much anything, and will also destroy certain components on the grid that are necessary for us to deliver the energy, like transformers and portions of substations. So this is such a devastating weapon that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year after EMP. That is how dangerous of a weapon this is. And luckily, that's where my company, EMP Shields, comes into play, is we have developed a technology that can protect your vehicles, protect your home, protect your backup power systems from the effects of an EMP. And John, that is my overview.
Well done, as always, Andrew. Well done. So ladies and gentlemen, you got your heads up. Now, while Andrew was giving his summary there, I ran across another article at the HalTurnerShow.com website concerning the Ukrainian counteroffensive planning and the wars taking place. There was a piece of real estate called Zaporizhia, I'm not sure how to say that, and it looks like that's where they're staging all their people there. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information. Information will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry, maybe surprise you, quite frankly. We keep adding to the COVID section, added a new article recently over the weekend. Over half of women, pregnant women, over half, about 52-54%, who got the COVID Pfizer vaccine clot shot for COVID-19, had issues with having a baby, from minor to major, and they knew that pretty early on. It was no secret to Pfizer, but they kept it hidden. Also on our website, we have the John Moore Ozark Symposium. That will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience. Privately, I will share information with my guests that I can't talk about on my show. It'll be a lot of fun. Details at my website. You want to be my guest, just give Betsy Murphy a call at 636-530-9502. You want a log home, a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a magnificent 6,000-square-foot log mansion as featured on Yellowstone, or anything in between, I have the people that can help you do that. Just give me a phone call. We'll get that whole thing going. Last but not least, if you have pain issues, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. Doesn't matter the source of the pain, arthritis pain, any other kind of pain. You have sleep issues, same thing. Details at my website. If you're doubting Thomas, no sweat, GI, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's for me to do personally. I ship these all over the planet. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad at my website, or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield and talking about the events today and how incorporating these marvelous devices into your life, into your lifestyle, can help you. We talk occasionally about the lady in Arkansas down there. One of her family businesses is involved in agriculture. She has, about 24, 25 of those very large industrial pumps to pump water, Andrew?
Yes, sir. Yes, she does. She has, I don't remember the exact number, but many.
It's around two dozen. Yeah, it's around two dozen, give or take. And we met in Cincinnati. She was at one of my speaking engagements in Cincinnati, and we were talking, and she decided to move ahead and protect her equipment. She was losing on the average of two per year. And these things cost thousands of dollars each, by the way. These are really huge industrial pumps. And it got to be routine. It was just another day at the office. Oh, we lost another pump. A routine cost of doing business. It is no longer the case. She has not lost a pump since she got them the EMP Shield devices installed, has she?
No, she has not. We've been able to save her a significant amount of money, and I think it's been over a year, maybe a year and a half, since we got her the devices. So she's probably saved $10,000, $20,000, maybe $30,000.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Yep, a lot.
Yeah. Now, she's an extreme example. Most people wouldn't have that kind of expense every year because it just would be so extraordinary. But it's a great example of what can be done and give people some peace of mind knowing that their house, which is unlikely to get hit but possible, would be safe from a lightning hit. And ladies and gentlemen, lightning doesn't have to hit your house or your power pole right next to your house. It can hit a power pole a couple of hundred yards away and still cause great damage, couldn't it?
You know, it really can. And I was going to mention about that nice lady with the pumps that we're protecting, but I think, and we don't know 100%, she could be taking direct lightning strikes, but part of our thought process was probably she has what's called induced transients, which is basically lightning can travel through the ground and then find its way into her pumps. And that's one thing that makes EMP Shield unique is regardless of where the energy comes from, it's still able to protect the equipment against it, which is why we can protect her pumps in this manner where the energy is coming from the ground, potentially not just from a power line. And so it's a very, very effective device. Although I would say I might have my folks reach out to her. I hope she's still checking the devices because if they do take a strike and protect the device or protect her equipment, sometimes that after it's taken a strong hit, it will need to be replaced if an LED goes out. So we might actually follow up with her and see if it's time for her to get her $50 replacements or not. But anyway, it's just kind of an overview about how they work in lightning.
Well, that's a great overview. And people need to pay attention. They need to do their homework. Now, at my website, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of study material on the EMP Shield devices to protect your home, your generator, your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college. Most people, well, I don't know about most people, but I know myself, I focus on the vehicles first and the building and the generators second. That's just what I did. Because I know how I can survive without electricity at my home better than I can out some, with a disabled vehicle 100 miles from the house. That would be a real disaster, wouldn't it?
Yes. Oh, it'd be horrible. And for young, healthy men that are in shape, they could probably make it, especially if the weather's not terrible. But I worry about the families. You know, you got maybe an elderly couple or some young kids or a pregnant wife who has to now walk 100 miles home in the middle of the winter. Well, and it's after it'd be horrible, and it's the Wild West after an EMP, so anything can happen. It's just, I don't want to think it's that horrific about what could actually happen. So getting protection is critical.
It is. It is not optional. It is absolutely critical. And as I frequently say, it's better to be a year too soon with this equipment than a microsecond too late, isn't it?
It is, and I love that saying. It's so true. I mean, we all hope, you know, my goal is to get protection to every American. But we hope this never happens, because if it does, there's going to be people who aren't protected. But at least I can feel good in knowing that I protected as many people as possible. I got protection to as many people as possible. So, you know, we're at hundreds of thousands now of folks that have EMP shield, several hundred thousand. So we're going to keep going, and hopefully more people continue to wake up as they hear you and I discuss this on our Monday morning radio
call. Well, we know they do, because we see the sales come in, so we know we're having an effect. Yeah. And our goal is to reach as many Americans as possible, to help individual families, to help individual counties, to get this kind of protection. The more people that are protected, the better off we'll be when the time comes, won't we?
That's so true. It actually has something kind of a neat project that EMP Shield's been working on. So there's a company called GridDown. It's griddown.com. And what they have, what it is, it's a combination, a very special combination of one of the best off-grid solar systems currently available at one of the best prices available, that's been combined with EMP Shield, EMP and lightning protection, to now make it one of the most robust and most affordable solar systems available, like, in the world. It's phenomenal. So I just wanted to highlight that's a project that EMP Shield's been working on, and people can go see it. I don't think they're available yet. I think in a month or two they'll be available for sale, but you can go see how robust these things are. I think the website's still being built, but it kind of gives you an overview of what they are. So if folks want to check it out, you can go to griddown.com, and I think they have a little thing there where you can subscribe, and they'll keep you posted about when the products are finally available. So just wanted to highlight that project we've been working on.
Griddown.com, and that's sponsored by EMP Shield, I assume.
That is a partnership with EMP Shield. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And any updates on the new factory? We don't expect to see any computer chips for a couple of years, but any updates on the new factory being built?
No, so a little bit of an update. So we decided to go the route of submitting our forms through a special process where if there's something wrong with the form, they will guide us through what they'd like to see on it. Because this is like $1 billion project, you know. So that, I think, is that form, or that is a packet. It's like 500 pages, by the way. It makes it sound small, but it's huge. It's going today. But I don't think we're even going to hear anything for months. It's probably October timeframe, maybe later. The government's kind of slow sometimes. So it's just a work in progress. But fingers crossed, you know, it's going to be a national security project to produce. It's a $1.9 billion microchip manufacturing plant that will also be doing some special substances. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what they are exactly, so I just say substances, but they're primarily for national security purposes. So.
Right. Well, you're a busy guy. You do quite a bit of international travel. It'd be interesting to privately see your passport and see how many stamps there are from different countries.
Actually, I just got a new one. I filled up the last book. It was a little over 2 years. Yep.
I've never filled one up. I've never done that.
Yeah,
it's a lot. So how many stamps does it take from these foreign governments before it's filled up, if you know?
I don't actually know, and I think the stamp size and visa size it determines it as well. So some countries you have to get a visa. It fills a full page. Other countries you can fit 4 to 6 stamps on a single page. So for me, I just I think I had like one page left, and I'm like, you know what? I might as well just get the new one now. And so I got a new one. And actually, it's quite fast for those who are looking to get get a passport. I think it took 4 weeks if you pay for expedited processing, which wasn't too expensive. So,
All right. Well, that's good information also, Andrew.
Sure.
Well, it must be very gratifying to know you're in a business that literally can save tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of lives. It must be very gratifying.
You know, it is. And this is why the Grid Down project, the griddown.com that I mentioned before, this is why I like these things, is EMP Shield, as an example, our technology provides this protection to protect electrical systems. But there's always other things that are needed in people's lives. One of the things that even you and I have discussed is backup power systems, right? So now not only are we giving them the EMP protection that they need, but also they have the solution to have the EMP protection on backup power system that is efficient and affordable. And so it's just kind of building on how do we provide people this protected quality of life even after an EMP? And it is incredibly gratifying to be able to offer these solutions, you know.
It is very gratifying, and it's really very great that you, to be able to have a job like that, to mm-hmm. be able to help people, and do so in a very cost-effective manner. We always have new listeners, so a lot of listeners may not know the trouble and expense I've went to over the years, over the mm-hmm. decades, to have just a vehicle that would be EMP resistant. And it was back in the mid-1990s. I hired a Dodge specialist to take my 1988 Dodge, mm-hmm. three-quarter-ton van, and mm-hmm. Basically make it a 1968 Dodge, three-quarter-ton van, eliminating all the transistors, resistors, diodes, and computers. There was some uh-huh. expense involved and some time involved, and I got a customized wiring diagram so any other mechanic could make sense of what he did.
Right.
And the more modern these vehicles are, the more difficult it would be and more expensive to do something like I did, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's, I couldn't even imagine what the cost would be these days. You would...
And probably some things you just have to give up on because of the... bypassing something may not be even practical anymore. You still there, Andrew? He went back on mute. He's having issues with the phone going on mute all by itself. Well, we lost Andrew there. Maybe he'll be able to get back with us. Let's see.
I'm back, John. Sorry about that.
Okay, you're back. Well, no sweat, GI. Andrew, we don't know how much time we've got. We know at the moment, on Monday, the first day of May, that everything's functioning. Internet, electricity, UPS, postal service, credit cards. So right now, on this first day of May, a person can place their order and probably have it delivered before the week's out, can't they?
Yes, sir. In fact, if folks place their order today, and if they call, make sure they say that they heard us on the John Moore radio show, they'll save $50 per product. And if it's ordered before, I think we changed it, if it's ordered before 10:30, it will almost always ship the same day. If it's ordered after 10:30, it'll ship the next day. But it's free shipping, normally 2-3 business days anywhere in the United States. It's very fast. We take great pride in our ability to get products out as quickly as possible.
That's right. That's right. So we're here to serve. We're here to help you. And we can't help you unless you take the first step and contact us. Right, Andrew?
That's right. Yeah, that's just, most people call when they have some questions and then they realize, like, wow. If you have any questions about EMP, the products, anything, give us a call. Even if you're not intending to buy, you should still give us a call because you're going to learn a lot. And a lot of folks who end up calling realize that, they'll get off the phone and then come back later and be very happy with the customer service and what they learned on the phone. And ultimately will end up purchasing and saving a bunch of money because they're using the John Moore radio show coupon, which can save hundreds of dollars. You know?
That's right. Andrew, we got a caller here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John. John in Texas, you're on the air. He dropped. Okay, we got our last break coming up here momentarily. Maybe he'll call back. Anyway, Andrew, the new smaller version of the EMP Shield for mm-hmm. vehicles, are they in stock for immediate shipment now, or is there still a bit of a backlog?
Nope, they're back in stock. It was kind of an uphill climb because the volume was very, very high and still is high, but it's kind of reduced slightly. So we were able to catch up on the manufacturing, and we have them in stock and ready for immediate shipment.
Good to know. Good to know, because I put a new battery in my motorcycle mm-hmm. over the weekend, and really tight confines. I had it all apart putting a battery in. I could see where I could have a place for an EMP shield device. This new smaller version, mm-hmm. probably I would make a hole in the seat itself underneath where you couldn't see it, of course, which would be fairly easy to do with something that small compared to the original version. And
yes, sir.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bull out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, down south in Dixie. Away, down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, Andrew, this hour has flown by. They typically do. And we've got a lot of great information out here. And yeah. Give people a heads up that These EMP shield device units are in stock, ready for immediate shipment to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, your home, your generator, and any other equipment that could be damaged by lightning or EMP, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir. And we have over 50 devices, so there's all kinds of different things that we can protect. I know everybody's situation and scenario is different. So some people like to start with vehicles. Some people start with the home and the backup power systems. What I'd say is for folks to go look at the website, go to thelibertyman.com, and there's a lot of information there. And then from there, if they want to click the link, that can be taken over to the EMP Shield website as well.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got the information. Now it's up to you to digest what you've heard. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, do some more research and checking it out, and then go ahead and make your decision. Hopefully you'll make the right decision, which is to move forward, get the equipment you need to protect your vehicles, your home, your generator, and give yourself some peace of mind. It's hard to put a dollar amount of the value on peace of mind, isn't it, Andrew?
You know, it really is, but, you know, EMP Shield's very affordable for what it provides. It's very, very cost-effective and affordable. So a lot of folks just presume it's very expensive and probably never go look at it. But I'm here to let people know that it is very affordable, and you can save a lot of money by using the JRM coupon code or going to thelibertyman.com. So I hope people can take heed and go check it out.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Andrew. We appreciate you being with us. Look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay. Top of the hour break coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll have Sam Andrews with us. We will have Firearms Monday, one of the more popular segments that I do here on Republic Broadcasting. If you like what you hear, and otherwise, why would you be listening? Please consider making a monthly donation to Republic Broadcasting. You probably heard we have some new advertisers. Well, we're working on getting Republic Broadcasting completely independent, where we don't need donations, but we're not quite there. So if you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. Details at the Republic Broadcasting website. You can make a PayPal donation, or mail us a check or a money order. Every contribution is greatly appreciated. It is greatly appreciated. And tomorrow morning, I believe we'll have Steve Benoon with us, along with Dave Hodges and Jeff Nyquist. And it's the Tuesday morning roundtable is always a lot of fun. It is always a lot of fun. This week, we have the John Moore Radio Show Meetup, the John Moore Show Meetup in Rolla, Missouri. We meet at the D. Trapani's restaurant in the Benton Square building. If you look up Benton Square in Rolla, you'll get the address. We get together at 4:30 for dinner, have an informal meeting from 6 to 7, and Leon Green takes over training at 7 p.m. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.